With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In the wake of the Gaza war, the death and devastation it wrought, President Trump is urging Middle East leaders to embrace a lasting peace. His appeal to the Palestinian leadership, turn your back on terrorism.
After tremendous pain and death and hardship, now is the time to concentrate on building their people up instead of trying to tear Israel down. We don't want that to happen again.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston.
Now that hostages have been released and prisoners returned, the president said the rebuilding of Gaza begins. At Monday's global summit in Egypt, he said world leaders will work towards supporting and lifting up the people of Gaza. But he said there must be no funding of terror or hatred, and that the peace plan calls for Gaza to be a demilitarized zone.
The president now back at the White House following his visit to the Middle East. As the Senate gears up for an eighth vote on a Republican bill to end the government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson warns this could turn out to be one of the longest shutdowns ever. Today, day 14. At least one death is blamed on the nor'easter that pummeled the East Coast from the Carolinas to New England over the past few days. High winds, heavy rains, and severe flooding are widespread, along with power outages and travel delays. Coastal western Alaska is reeling after taking a beating from the remnants of Typhoon Halong. One fatality reported, while a couple of people are still unaccounted for. Homes damaged or destroyed, and there have been dozens of weather-related rescues. Leaf-peeping season has arrived in the Northeast and beyond, but weeks of drought have muted this year's autumn colors while sending leaves fluttering to the ground earlier than usual. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 217 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is going back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist has announced that he will take his God Loves You tour to Manchester in October of 2026. Graham was in the UK over the summer this year, and he says he selected Manchester because it has been the scene of terrorist attacks lately. Meanwhile, he is gearing up for the final overseas trip of 2025 on his schedule. He will preach the gospel in Brazil on November 7th and 8th. The event will take place in a stadium in Buenos Aires. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in St. Petersburg, Florida, are considering the adoption of an LGBT flag in response to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' order that gay pride messages be removed from all public streets. Several city council members say they want more information about what the state might do in response to the adoption of the flag, a clear violation of the governor's effort to keep public spaces neutral. Some St. Petersburg leaders say they want to hear from the voters as well. This is SRN News. Assistance is on the way for families of U.S. troops whose final resting place is on foreign soil.
New initiative aims to increase the number of connections between the family members of those buried and remembered at a World War II cemetery in the Netherlands and the Dutch people who have adopted each one. Now, the project was spurred on by author Robert Edsel, whose newest book, Remember Us, tells the story of the cemetery's adoption program. An official with the Dutch Foundation that facilitates the adoptions says only about 20 to 30% of the adopters and families are in contact currently. Jason Walker reporting.
SpaceX has launched another of its mammoth Starship rockets on a successful test flight. Elon Musk plans to use Starship to power manned missions to Mars. NASA can't land astronauts on the moon by decade's end without Starship. SRNNews.com.